Arkansas was awarded $1.5 million for the acquisition of 1,700 acres of critical riparian and upland habitat. It's adjacent to the Saline River in Ashley County to help two federally endangered freshwater mussels as well as the endangered red cockaded woodpecker. The money will be passed through the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission and divided between the Nature Conservancy and Natural Heritage Commission.
My name is Jonelle Doty. I'm the Public Information Specialist for the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission. We focus on science-based conservation to protect our state's biological diversity. We also are the central repository for data on rare plants, animals, and natural communities in Arkansas. And we have a biodiversity database that people can access to get that information.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service grant will expand a preserve just purchased in April by the Natural Heritage Commission in cooperation with the Nature Conservancy and Mulpis Timber.
We currently own 527 acres in Ashley County. It is called Longview Saline Natural Area. It protects 1/2 mile of the Saline River, which is where the endangered pink mucket and winged maple leaf mussels can be found within this section of the river. The natural area also has some ecosystems that are rare and declining, saline barrens, Carolina ash, sloughs, delta post oak flatwoods, prairie mound woodlands, and pine flatwoods. The habitat there will be restored and will support populations of the red cockaded woodpecker.
Natural Heritage Commission describes a sandy and salty parcel as a mosaic of rare natural communities, part of the larger West Gulf Coastal Plain ecoregion. Other southeastern states awarded grants include Florida to protect the Perdido Key beach mouse, as well as sea turtles nesting on the Florida Keys. Biologists in Cumberland's region of Tennessee are working to protect the Indiana bat and spot-finned chub. The golden-cheeked warbler and black-eyed vireo will be the focus of a so-called umbrella conservation plan in central Texas. And habitat along the Raccoon Creek in Georgia will be expanded to conserve the Cherokee and Etowah darters. As you heard, the Arkansas grant will also expand ongoing work to preserve the red cockaded woodpecker in Ashley County, one of several recovery sites in the state. The sound of red-cockaded woodpeckers on the Ouachita National Forest, recorded by Joe Neal, who's a retired USDA Forest Service wildlife biologist. He helped bring back the woodpecker from extinction in Arkansas.
Well, I started working on red-cockaded woodpeckers in the late 1970s. And at that time, I was helping to find red-cockaded woodpecker sites in South Arkansas. And starting in the early 1990s, I worked for the Ouachita National Forest as a biologist, actually helping to manage and help grow a population of red-cockaded woodpeckers in west central Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma. And red-cockaded woodpeckers are a medium-sized bird, and they live in old-growth pine forests. And they live in habitat that is full of commercially valuable trees. And before the woodpecker's relationship to old-growth forest was understood, a lot of that habitat had all been logged out. And so that was why people thought it might be going extinct.
Neal said when he started, there were only 12 nests with fewer than 30 birds on the Ouachitas, most of them old birds. But U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, USDA Forest Service, and National Forest Service staff worked cooperatively to save dwindling bird populations. They captured woodpeckers from Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas habitats and released them on the Ouachita National Forest, building artificial cavities for nests and improved the forest. As a result, the woodpecker's recovering. But at what cost?
At one time, people thought that trying to save the red-cockaded woodpecker was something that would cost society money. In other words, taxpayers would have to shell out large amounts of money to keep the bird going extinct. And lots of biological studies over the years came up with an exact opposite result, and that is that you could use commercial tools like logging and forest thinning to actually improve habitat for red-cockaded woodpeckers while getting commercially valuable products from the forest. And as a result of that, red-cockaded woodpeckers have become one of the best friends of the logging industry in many places in the southeastern U.S. And now this population is a very vigorous nesting population, and they're producing more than 100 young birds every year. And the population's growing, and it's an astounding growth, really, one of the best in the whole southeastern United States. And so that's starting from give it up, hang it up, it's not going to happen, to it's definitely going to happen. And in the Washitas in Arkansas and in eastern Oklahoma, the Forest Service has set up more than 200,000 acres of national forest land with the primary purpose of recovering the red-cockaded woodpecker. But in that same area is some of the best deer hunting in the whole region, as well as turkey hunting, bobwhite quail hunting, and all kinds of recreational activity, plus very commercially valuable logging. And those trees are cut, they're milled in the mills around the Washitas, and they're sold all over the United States. And that's all occurring with the growth of the red-cockaded woodpecker population. So it's really been a big job producer.
To encourage the return of old-growth forests, Joe Neal said, the red-cockaded woodpecker program allows for 120-year rotation for trees, meaning trees are allowed to grow much older and taller than the 40-year cycle before they're harvested by timber companies. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is the oldest federal conservation agency in America, tracing back to 1871. It's charged with management of natural resources for the American public, and it faces a complex of challenges, among them land use, population growth, invasive species, water scarcity, all amplified by accelerated climate change. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.